Sach Shvias Parabet Mishnah Hay Sachin as a Pagan Menach Benoisa at Rosh Hashanah. One may smear unripe fruit with oil while still on the tree in order to hasten the ripening of the fruit, and so too one may puncture the fruit in order to allow the oil to penetrate the fruit, or in order to allow the rainwater penetrate the fruit to hasten the ripening. And one may do this during the 6th year of Shemitah all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. And this malacha is only up on Shvias itself, not on Eretz Shvias. Pagi Eretz Shvias shenichmesu l'shvias. Unripe fruit that's sprouted on Eretz Shvias is sprouted during the 6th year, but it will not ripen until the Shvias year. It will ripen only on Shvias itself. V'shal Shvias sheyatzu l'metzai Shvias. Lo sachem v'lo menach benozah. An unripe fruit that's sprouted during the Shvias year that will not ripen until Metzai Shvias, until the year after Shvias. In both of these cases, you're not allowed to smear the unripe fruit with oil, nor can you puncture them. As in the first case, where the fruit sprouted during the 6th year, since it would not ripen until the Shvias year itself, even during the 6th year, you would not be allowed to smear the unripe fruit with oil, as only fruit that will actually ripen during the 6th year is in Mutter to smear it with oil. And in the second case, where the fruit sprouted during the year of Shvias itself, even though it only ripened the year after Shvias, you're not allowed to smear the fruit with oil even the year after Shvias. And since this fruit has Kedusha Shvias, it has the sanctity of Shvias, since it's sprouted on Shvias, even during the year after Shvias, you would not be allowed to do the avoda of smearing the unripe fruit with oil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Malkan Shanagu Lasso, Ein Ansachem, Ibnei Shehi Avoda. Malkan Shanagu Shalot Lasso of Sachem. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama in the case where the fruit sprouted during the 6th year of Shemitah and will only ripen during the year of Shemitah itself. As according to Tanakhama, since the fruit will not ripen until Shemitah, you're now allowed to smear the fruit with oil even during the 6th year. While Rabbi Yehuda differentiates as to whether the minhag hamakom is to smear unripe fruit with oil in order to hasten the ripening. In a place where the practice of that place is to smear unripe fruit with oil, in such a case, the smearing of oil is considered an avoda, and therefore he would agree in that case with the Tanakhama that since the fruit will not ripen until Shvias, you're not allowed to smear the fruit with oil even during the 6th year, since smearing the fruit in that place is regarded as an avoda. But in a place where the minhag hamakom is not to smear unripe fruit with oil, in such a case, the smearing of oil is not regarded as an avoda, since the minhag of that place is not to smear unripe fruit with oil. Therefore, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with the Tanakhama, and he would hold that even though the fruit will not ripen until the year of Shemitah itself, you are allowed to smear it with oil during the 6th year. Rabbi Shimon Mazir Be'ila, Mivnei Shehu Rashai Ba'avodah Fe'ila. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama in the case where the fruit sprouted on Shvias and will only ripen in the year after Shvias. As according to the Tanakhama, you're not allowed to smear the unripe fruit with oil even in the year after Shvias. Since the fruit sprouted on Shvias, it has Kedusha Shvias, and no avoda is allowed on the payros, even in the year after Shvias. While Rabbi Shimon disagrees, according to Rabbi Shimon, you are allowed to do avoda on the payros during the year after Shvias, even though the fruit has Kedusha Shvias. And according to Rabbi Shimon, since you're doing the avoda not on Shvias, but in the year after Shvias, even though you're doing the avoda on payros Shvias, it is mutter to smear the fruit with oil. Sach Shvias Parabeis Mishnah Vav Ein Noita. Ve'emar Brichen, ve'emar Kivan Erev Shvias Pachav Mishloshen Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. It's forbidden to plant a tree. It's also forbidden to take a branch from a tree and to put it on the ground and to have the end come out in a different place. And it's also forbidden to graft a tree during the year prior to Shvias if there's less than 30 days until Rosh Hashanah. The reason being is that according to the Tanakhama, it takes 30 days for the tree to take root. So if you plant it within 30 days of the year of Shvias, it will take root during the year of Shvias itself. And this is forbidden, as even though you're planting it before Shvias, since it takes root in the year of Shvias, it is forbidden. And the Gemara explains that which the Tanakhama says, that you can't plant it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it actually means that you can't plant it within 60 days of Rosh Hashanah. As Min HaTorah, there are 30 days of Tosefet Shvias. Shvias extends itself into the 6th year. For a period of 30 days, the 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, a Shvias is forbidden to do any work in the ground. So therefore, you cannot plant it within 60 days of Shvias. As if you plant it within 60 days of Shvias, since it takes 30 days to take root, it will take root during the period of Tosefet Shvi'ath, during the period of 30 days prior to Shvi'ath. So therefore, you must plant it prior to 60 days to Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'ath. V'imnasa o hibrich o herkiv yakov. But if you do plant or put the branch in the ground or graft the tree within 60 days of Shvi'ath, in such a case, you would have to uproot what you planted. You have to take it out of the ground since you planted it. But if Rabbi Hudaima Kar Hakava Shaina Kolata Lushosha Yamim Shuv Ena Kolata, Rabbi Huda said, anytime you graft the tree or plant the tree, if it doesn't take root within 3 days, it won't take root at all. As Rabbi Huda disagrees with the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, it takes 30 days for a tree to take root. So therefore you can't plant within 30 days of Tosefet Shvi'ath. While Rabbi Huda holds it takes only 3 days for a tree to take root. So Rabbi Huda is more lenient than the Tanakhama, and he holds that you can't plant within 3 days of Tosefet Shvi'ath, but prior to that you are allowed to plant a tree. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim L'Shteisha Basar. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon take a middle position. They hold it takes 2 weeks for a tree to take root. So Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon are more machmir than Rabbi Huda, but they are makel from the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, you can't plant a tree within 2 weeks of Tosefet Shvi'ath, since it takes 2 weeks for a tree to take root, but prior to that, you are allowed to plant a tree.